One of those recommendations yesterday from the Justice Department task force we referred to a moment ago is acknowledge the role of policing in past and present injustice and discrimination and how it is a hurdle to the promotion of community trust. To that end, in the case of Ferguson, Missouri, the federal government is conducting its own investigation into the incident where an unarmed African-American teenager, Michael Brown, was shot and killed last August by a white police officer, Darren Wilson. In the city of Portland, Oregon, a separate DOJ investigation found that Portland police routinely use excessive force against citizens with mental illness or those perceived to have mental illness. City officials settled with the Department of Justice last summer, and part of the settlement required outside monitoring of the Portland Police Department to achieve law enforcement goal number 3, establish a culture of transparency and accountability in order to build public trust and legitimacy. Dennis Rosenbaum is professor and director of the Center for Research in Law and Justice at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He's currently working with the Portland Police Department after that Department of Justice inquiry. Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you for having me.
So do you think this outside monitoring actually establishes this culture of transparency and accountability that the federal government is talking about? And I gather you applied for the job to oversee the Portland Police Department.
Yes, we are doing that right now. And I do think it makes a difference. There have been more than 20 of these nationwide, but it's not just the outside monitor. Really, the uniqueness of places like Portland is that they have a community-wide advisory group that is involved in the oversight, involved in the reforms. And the police department's working closely and the outside monitor's working closely with them. And they have enormous input. So I think that's part of the long-term goal here with these departments.
Now, culture of transparency in the DOJ recommendation, that seems like it would involve a lot of citizens outside of just experts and community activists, that people really have to have an on-the-street sense that things have changed. Do you feel that?
No, absolutely. And, you know, the community has been harmed over the years in different cities. When you said reconcile, up until the 1960s and 70s, the police have been on the wrong side of history from the slave patrols on with regard to African-American communities. And so that's been unfortunate. And there's been enormous reform since then, but there's still a long ways to go. And I think that transparency is a big part of it.
And based on your experience in Portland, what have you seen the Portland PD do that you would have never expected them to do in the past? And where might you see Portland citizens involved with the police in a way that you would never have seen, a decade ago?
Well, the police are engaging in an extensive series of reforms involving changing their policies about use of force and how you interact with persons having a mental health crisis and their training programs. And so just an enormous number of things. And the new chief is committed to community-oriented approaches, engaging the community on a regular basis. So we're hoping those reforms are taken seriously. We're at the very beginning of that process. So there's a lot of compliance that needs to occur. It's on paper at this point.
Have you talked to some skeptics in your process of getting involved in this oversight?
Well, there's always going to be skeptics, of course. That some feel the reforms never go far enough, and that police need a radical change in the way they do things, and that and so that's a concern. But we need to bring those folks into the dialogue as well. We like people who roll up their sleeves and want to work hard to see constructive changes. And I think a big part of it is training and the way that police interact with the community. They have a tough job, and they encounter difficult situations, have to use their discretion, their judgment. Sometimes they have to be the tough guy. A lot more times we're hoping that they are more sensitive and compassionate and are able to take on this role of not always having to control every situation and working with other entities, other organizations to treat people with dignity and respect.
Finally, Dennis, anybody say to you out there in Portland, hey, professor, take care of your serious gun violence situation in the city of Chicago. Leave us alone out here. You have a lot of nerve.
Well, certainly there's people. The fact that we're from Chicago makes some people think we don't understand the local problems. However, I grew up in the Portland area and I'm from there. And we stay in touch every week and every day. on our team is the former head of the Oregon Supreme Court, Paul de Munis, who is there every day. And so we have, certainly we've learned from Chicago and other cities. Some of the most progressive community policing programs have been developed in Chicago. And I think we've learned from a number of cities. I'm currently doing research in 100 American cities. So we have a different perspective we bring that we hopefully can bring best practices and cutting-edge innovation to Portland as well.
Well, best of luck to you, Professor.
Thank you very much.
Dennis Rosenbaum is professor and director of the Center for Research in Law and Justice at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He's currently working with the Portland Police Department.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.